Scouter Stan.
Let's talk a little bit about the first year emphasis of scouts going off to summer camp. Now, this for many is a very dramatic experience, so it's important that we do it right. Now, many of the scouts that are going off to summer camp, they are brand new to the troop. They might have been on a few campouts or trips, and they're now going on a week-long summer camp experience. Luckily, a lot of summer camps have a first-year emphasis program. This will focus mainly on all of those scout skills that are needed to get to first class. It'll also have things like the fireman chit and the totem chit. That's something that they will have at the first year emphasis program. They even will work a little bit on the cyber chip. So it varies from camp to camp. Now, most of your other scouts are going to move on to getting merit badges. That's the reason they go to summer camp, is for all of the wonderful activities, getting merit badges that you can't do in your backyard. Okay, these are like sailing and swimming and things that you may not be able to do anywhere else. Some of your older scouts who may not need merit badges will move into things like COPE, and different mountain climbing and adventures. I know of some camps that even do a whitewater adventure for older scouts. Now, as far as your first year scouts, they should be enrolled in the camp's program. Now, this can just be a trail to first class. That could be the name of this. But some have used names like Brown Sea or Huskanah, which is rite of passage. They use different names. In camps in the Appalachian Mountains or near them, they often will call the first year program Mountain Man. Throughout the East Coast of the United States, the first year emphasis program could be called Trailblazers. In the Southwest, a lot of the first year programs are known as Wranglers. And in the Northwest of the U.S., there's programs called Mountaineer. Now, through the central part of the United States, a lot of the first year emphasis programs are called Firestarter. Now, this is not to be confused with Firecrafters. Firecrafters does have a first-year emphasis program that mirrors everything that's going on within that first-year program, getting all of the scout skills towards first class. But back in 1920s, a lot of the stuff that was going on with the honor societies throughout scouting, Crossroads of America in Indianapolis, they actually started a program called Firecrafters. Firecrafters today exist in central Indiana, southern Illinois, and Texas. Now, they take it a little step further, but Firecrafters have four ranks. Camper, which is the first year emphasis, Woodsman, which would be the second year at summer camp, and Firecrafter, that would be the third year. Mizuno, trained and proven Firecrafter, is the fourth level. Now, there are a lot of scouts in the central parts of the United States that participate in this program, but it started off as a first-year emphasis program. It's not necessarily an honor society. There's no election. This is just going to the camp your first year and participating in those activities. It's extremely important that the first-year scouts in your unit have a great experience. And these programs have a tendency to do just that. They give the scouts exactly what they want, and they're going to keep coming back for more. No matter what the first-year emphasis program that your camp offers, take advantage of that. It is perfect for the first-year scouts going off to summer camp. Now, you're going to have, with first-year scouts, even second- and third-year scouts, you're going to have homesick problems, because this is the first time they've been away on their own for a week, so it can be very dramatic. It is important that they have a good experience, make sure they buddy up with another scout, and have those wonderful experiences of doing scout skills. And that will just keep them coming back for more. And when we do that, we can install in them the Scout Oath and Scout Law and start seeing the wheels turning towards leadership. That's what we need in America. We need good leaders, moral leaders. It's very important. And we work so hard to make that happen. And I am so grateful that you are in scouting and making it possible. Thank you, and I will see you on the trail.